Hi, this is Connie, and welcome to your second class in Slow Down and Tune In. This class is called Becoming Present and Creating Space. This is a beautiful flow on from our first class around slowing down. This is another foundational class, really teaching you some foundational, simple, and powerful principles for really coming back to yourself. And this is the foundation for everything we're going to be building on through the rest of this journey. I have so much exciting content and tools and guidance to share with you in this class. So how about we just dive on in? I have the workbook up on my screen and I have my notes that I'm going to use to guide me through the class as well to make sure we cover everything we want to get through today. So we're going to talk in this class about the power of presence and why it is so important to be bringing your awareness back into the here and now and living with presence, living in this moment. We're going to talk about why we avoid being in the moment sometimes. Why is it that we avoid being in the present, and why is this practice so difficult? Because a lot of us do find it incredibly difficult to be present and to be fully present to what is unfolding in the moment. I'm going to guide you through a process, a little step-by-step, simple practice that you can use that will help you experience deeper presence and be more in the here and now. And that's something that you can draw on time and time again if you want to use that as a practice for yourself. I'm going to share three key patterns that I have come to see are the key things that are pulling us out of the present moment. They're mental patterns primarily, and they're the things that cause us to disconnect from the here and now and get lost in thinking. So we'll talk about how to work through those when they arise for you. And then I'm going to talk about space. I want to talk about what it means to create inner space and hold space. Maybe something that you haven't thought about much before, this idea of creating inner space, but you're going to learn about it. It's a really powerful and important tool and practice. So I'm going to share that with you. And we're also going to talk about how to create some external space in your life. So if your life is really full and busy, we're going to begin looking at ways that you can make a little more space in your life so you have more time for you and what is important to you. And we're going to start talking about a few simple beginning practices to live with more presence this week, some simple things that you can take on board. So let's talk about presence. Let's talk about living in the here and now, living in this moment. Fully experiencing whatever this moment contains, whatever this moment has for you, and being open and receptive as well to what the present moment contains. And also being so deeply present in this moment that you're aware of what's going on inside of you as well. So you're aware and conscious of what's unfolding in your reality. Very present to it, very aware of it. And you're also very present in your own body to your own inner experience. You can be aware and be noticing what's going on inside of you, what's happening in your thoughts and your reactions. And you can see, if you look at presence that way, that's where you find your power again. That's where you can become conscious again, because the place that many of us lose our power and the place that many of us find life feels, it doesn't really feel how we want it to feel, is when we're living in the unconscious. I think we spoke about this last class, where we're sort of reactive. Things are just happening and we're reacting on autopilot. But when we are really present and we are in tune with and aware of what's unfolding inside of us, we can be consciously choosing our responses. We can be consciously witnessing and watching what's coming up inside of us and then choosing how we want to respond. That's an empowered state of being. And we can be receiving life. We can be really awake to life and aware of life. We can be appreciating as well where we are and what's going on in our world. And then because we are aware that it's a reflection of who we're being, we can then be going about to create change as well. But when we're kind of not even here, when we're not even really paying attention to what's manifesting around us or really paying attention to what's unfolding inside of us, it's very difficult to create change. So presence is actually the doorway to finding your true power. and to living a very conscious life. I think that's one of the biggest things I want to teach you through Slow Down and Tune In, is becoming conscious, waking up, no longer living in this automatic or autopilot unconscious way of being. So the thing with presence is that the body is actually always present. The body's always in the here and now. Think about that. The body doesn't escape off to the future and past. The body's always here. It's the mind that pulls us out of the present moment, isn't it? It's the mind that with its thinking can pull us into a story, can pull us into something from the past, something about the future, can pull us into thinking, and we can completely disengage from what is happening right here and now and be lost in our mind in a kind of a movie or a memory or a reaction to what's unfolding versus just experiencing life. So you will notice that it is your mind that pulls you out of the present the most. And so our first practice here is to, and we'll be talking about this, is to be noticing how the mind does pull you out and to be actually seeing when it is pulling you out and what impact that has on you and how you feel and what you notice and what the key things are that hook you out. But the body, as I said, is always here, and it is a fantastic tool for coming back into the present moment. We'll be talking about this today. Your body is the best tool you have for coming back into the present moment. And, you know, this is part of what the problem is with our way of living at the moment, is that we've sort of got this disconnect happening all the time because the body's here, but the mind isn't. And we're not a fully integrated being, you know, we're not fully grounded and here when one part of us is here, but one part of us is somewhere else. And this is why a lot of us live in a very disconnected way from our bodies. And we'll be talking a lot about coming into the body through this course. Because we are disassociating from and avoiding the body's experience when the mind isn't here. The body might be having an experience to something, but if our mind is thinking about something else, we will miss what the body is experiencing. We won't notice it. We won't feel it. We won't be able to support ourselves through it. So we want to have that integration and alignment where the body is here, the mind is here, we are present, we are aware, we are awake, we know what's going on. We are enjoying and experiencing life. Like, we're experiencing life, because when we're not present, we're not experiencing it. We might be creating a story around it, or we might actually just be somewhere else. Really somewhere else. So presence is a beautiful way to come back to deepening our relationship with our body, getting back into our power, becoming conscious of what's going on, and finding joy again. Finding joy, because we think joy is somewhere else, don't we? We think it's in the future. We think it's in, if only I could fix that thing from the past. No, joy is here. And there is so much joy when you begin to practice presence, through experiencing this delicious world and reality that you have created. Let's see, what else do I have here? So, you know, presence as well is the tool for mastering the mind. And particularly next class, we're going to talk about mindfulness and changing your thoughts. But we have to talk about presence first. Because until you can be present, like I've been saying, to what's going on inside of you, and present enough to notice your mind, you can't change it. And presence actually really helps you as well slow everything down. Because when you're just in the moment with life and you're flowing with the moment of life, there is actually an ease and a simplicity to that. And there isn't that push-force feeling. There isn't that rush-stress feeling. There is like being in the flow. And it actually makes everything much easier to handle if all you are handling in any moment is what is directly in front of you. How much easier would that be? How much easier would life be if you only had to think about and handle what was exactly in front of you in this moment? Like right here, right now, I'm here with you. I'm recording a video for you, and I don't need to think about anything else. I don't need to be anywhere else. I don't need to do anything else. And I can already feel how much more spacious my mind can become when it's only thinking about one thing, when it's only trying to do one thing, And when it's just simply being here, being connected to my body in the experience, showing up fully for whatever this present moment contains and is asking of me. I can feel the lightness and spaciousness in my body through dropping really deeply into this experience with you right now of communicating this message. And that's what presence allows us to experience. So I've got a couple of points here. So presence is our practice of releasing anything that is not happening right here, right now, that does not need our attention right here, right now. I might know that there are a lot of other things for me to do, but in the present moment, they're not here for me to do right now. This is the only thing for me to do right now. So therefore, they don't need my attention. So therefore, my work is to release anything that right here, right now does not need my attention or focus. And presence is us becoming fully present to whatever is asking for our attention in this moment. Presence really is about diving deeper, I think. I think avoiding the present moment and escaping the present moment allows us to kind of play on a surface level of life and to live quite a superficial experience. It's very different when you go very deep into one thing, into one moment, when you really sink into it. You start to have a much deeper and richer experience of life. It's like everything becomes amplified. When you give your focus, you have single-pointed focus on one thing, you go much deeper into that. It becomes richer, it becomes more amplified, it becomes more intense, it becomes more powerful. So the mind often and the ego self doesn't always want us to sink deep into things, but presence allows you to go much deeper. I even think about this in relationships. I mean, when you really go into a moment with someone and you're holding someone's gaze and there's no one else there, there's nothing else there in that moment, how deep do you go with that person? How connected do you become to that person? When your soul focuses on them in that moment, there's deep connection and intimacy there. And presence allows us to become deeply intimate with life, deeply connected to everything in life. You know, so many of us feel disconnected and feel like life is kind of empty. We're not sinking in to fully experience the beauty and the power of what is here for us. We're sort of just skimming the surface. So presence takes us in to that deeper, richer experience. And as I've been saying, it really amplifies and increases our self-awareness. We can become so much more aware and present to what is unfolding inside of us and in our mind. And then we can change it if it's not feeling good. But like I said, if your body is having an experience or a reaction to something, say something's happened and you've been triggered, and your body's having a reaction, an emotional, energetic reaction, but your mind is off somewhere else, either still replaying the story from the past or then future tripping about something else, or now you've suppressed what you're feeling and you're absorbed in work or your phone, you are ignoring your body's experience and you're not able to support your body or your emotional self through what is there. And so we need to be able to be really present in this moment to honor the body and honor our emotions and honor our feelings and honor what's going on for us at any time, rather than avoiding and escaping and disassociating from what our present moment experience is. So as I've been saying, it's like presence turns up the dial. It amplifies everything. Colors become brighter. Flavors become more intense. You hear sounds more clearly. The feelings you have in your body around experiencing something become much more intense. And I ask you in the workbook to think about the last time you remember feeling really present. And it was probably in a pretty kind of peak moment experience, a defining experience in your life. Maybe it was the birth of a child. Maybe it was when your partner proposed to you. Maybe it was when you realized you were first falling in love with that person. Maybe you were traveling. Maybe you were on a holiday and you were in the most spectacular place ever. Maybe you were in an exotic country eating an amazing meal. Maybe you had a beautiful spiritual experience. Maybe you just come out of yoga. Maybe you're watching the sunset. But I want you to think about when you last remember being really present. And I want you to notice how all of your senses were amplified. And I ask you here to describe the experience and think about which of your senses were most activated. What do you remember the most being so heightened? Was it what you saw, what you were hearing, what you were feeling, what you were tasting, what you were smelling? What do you remember about it being so, so active in you? And this is what you will find through presence, is that you can actually make every experience, every moment in life become that magical and beautiful by simply choosing to. You know, when we have one of those peak experiences, and I think this is why people love traveling so much, you know, because we're so present, we're so alive, we're so deeply experiencing life. It's so beautiful. And imagine bringing that way of looking at life to every moment, even to the most mundane things. If you chose to fully be immersed in it and be appreciating it, I think with presence, if you think about any of those experiences that you've had, you've most likely been in a state of appreciation. You're looking at something or experiencing something and feeling a deep sense of perhaps gratitude, appreciation. You're seeing the beauty, you're seeing the magnificence in it. And unfortunately, when we're going through life and we're doing the same things all the time, we forget to look at life in that way. They go, oh yeah, same person. Oh yeah, that's my partner again. Oh yeah, that's, you know, same commute to work. Oh yeah, same desk that I'm sitting at. And we forget to bring that state of appreciation to life. We become a little bit jaded. But also realize, I mean, you may be doing the same things all the time, but there is so much variety. Every time you step outside the door, the world is completely different. You're walking past different people. The weather is different. There's different things to experience. So you can bring the same presence to your everyday life. But I think what you'll find is with those moments where you were deeply present, it's like you didn't want that moment to end. You were so deeply savoring what that experience was bringing you. I really want you to think about this in the workbook. You know, if you were, for some reason I'm getting Italy coming to mind. If you were in Italy and you were eating this bowl of pasta or this piece of pizza that you knew, you know, you may never get to have again. And you knew it was like one of the best pieces of pizza or bowls of pasta you were ever going to experience. You would savor every single mouthful of that. And you would really want to fully experience the flavors. So being in the present and really immersing ourselves in the presence, in the present, is an experience of savoring, deeply savoring and appreciating and receiving whatever life contains and experiencing all aspects of it and not closing off to anything. In fact, you're opening. You're like, yeah, bring it. Bring the intensity of this. I want to feel it. So let's do a little activity now around coming into the present. And this won't quite be the same as maybe one of these peak experiences, but what I want you to realize, and I was just touching on it there, is what helped you become present was the activation of all of your senses, was the fact that you really brought your mind and your awareness into your body in that moment. You were fully integrated, weren't you? You know, for example, if you were giving birth, or if you're a man and you're watching your partner giving birth, or if you were with someone you love and they were confessing their feelings to you, you wouldn't be thinking about something else. You wouldn't be then thinking about your emails. Full integration, mind, heart, body, soul, everything is there in that moment. That's what presence is, bringing all parts of us, the oneness, really, bringing all parts of us in. Because you don't want to miss out on a moment of that experience. And imagine if that's how you felt about your life. I don't want to miss out on a moment of this thing. And so I'm going to be fully here for it. And we're going to talk about in a moment around why that's not the case for most of us. Because most of us are actually trying to avoid the present at all costs. Because most of us don't really like what the present contains. and most of us are living in a state of resistance to the present. But I'm just giving you a lot of sort of polarities here between that, you know, that state of resistance and avoidance and that state of like, I don't want this moment to end. And all of it is actually a choice in terms of, it's a choice around how you choose to experience the moment, how you choose to look at the moment, how much you allow yourself to be in the moment. So let's do a little exercise. And what I'm going to guide you through is a body senses kind of exercise, because as I said, the body's always present. And as I said, what helps us become present is the activation of our senses. So I want you to plant your feet on the ground. If possible, bare feet. It's nice to have your feet touching the floor. Take a deep breath. And I want you to begin with your eyes. Let's start with our sight. It's going to be a bit difficult for me because I'm going to be looking around as I'm guiding you through this, but I want you to find something, one simple object, something that's not moving that you can place your gaze on. It might be nice to pick an object that has a little bit of detail to it. You don't have to. And I want you to become fully present to that object. I'm going to look at my glass at the moment. So I want you to use your sight firstly, and I want you to really look solely at that object and keep your eyes on it. So they're not moving. They're pretty steady on this one object. And just take it in visually. Notice everything about it, the shape, the color, the size. Notice all the details of it. And maybe look at it in a way that you've never looked at it before. With so much detail, noticing so much detail about it. And just hold your gaze on it for a while. I'm going to encourage you to keep your gaze on it as we're moving through this. Now start to notice what you're hearing at the moment. You might be hearing my voice. But outside of that, what other sounds can you hear? Almost imagine you're turning up the dial on your hearing. Your ears are pricking up. You're hearing everything. I can hear children playing. I could hear an aeroplane. I can hear voices. I can hear a horn. Turn up the dial on your hearing while still holding your gaze on the object. Now, while you're still got your hearing, bringing everything in, and your gaze on that object, start to wiggle your toes. And deeply feel the feeling of your feet on the floor. Wiggle your toes so you can feel the sensation of whether it's carpet or a wooden floorboard or a rug, whatever it is below your feet. Fully feel that sensation. What else do you feel at the moment? Do you feel your hips or bottom or back against a chair, against a bed, or against the floor? Can you feel your clothing touching different parts of your skin? Can you feel your hair on your face, perhaps? Can you feel your hands touching each other? Can you feel your tongue on the roof of your mouth? Take a deep breath in and notice if you can smell anything in this moment. What smells are present in this moment? I can actually smell from when I cooked dinner last night, still around in my apartment. turn up the dial on that. What smells are present and what tastes? What can you taste in your mouth at the moment? Did you just have something to eat or drink? Can you just taste your own saliva? Take a deep breath in and just take in everything this present moment is containing, what you're looking at, what you can hear, what you can feel. Maybe now raise your gaze up and again, just look around your reality and just gently rest your eyes on different parts of this moment. Taking in different objects, taking in different things that you see. This is your moment right now. This is your life right now. There is no moment outside of this moment. There is nothing outside of this moment. So take in this moment. Notice everything that this moment contains, that you have created, that exists now in this present moment reality. And so that's a really beautiful exercise to take on board when you're wanting to practice deeper presence. Use each of your five senses and turn the dial up on them and really notice everything that's there. And using your eyes is probably one of the most powerful ones I've found, personally. Using my eyes and using what I'm feeling, and probably sound is an important one too. But if you can ever just sit and particularly hold your gaze on one object, or slowly move your gaze from different objects in your environment, and just take it all in. And you might notice that you're looking at things in a way you've never looked at it before. Or there's things that you're like, oh, that's usually, I just never even pay attention to that. Look at what's here. And so I get you just to reflect in the workbook of what that experience was like for you. And I know I guided you through it quite quickly because I'm mindful of time. But just notice what of your senses help you the most really come into the present. And what thoughts tend to pull you out, or what discomfort arose in your body that made it difficult for you to allow yourself to sink in? What came up for you that made you just not want to be here and not want to be in that experience? Just notice that. So let's talk about now what pulls us out of the present, right? Because you may have noticed what some of those things are as we were just going through that exercise. So have a little think. For you, what typically pulls you out of the present the most? It'll be something in the mind. It'll be something that you're often thinking about. I say something, but probably numerous things. Where do you tend to find your mind going when you're not being here? What are you often thinking about? Is it your partner, your children, someone that you care about? Is it your boss, your colleagues? Is it things you have to do? Is it the future that you're often thinking about? Is it the past? We will usually be one or the other the most, I find. We'll usually either be mostly past-focused or mostly future-focused. So just see what it is for you. Are you replaying the past a lot, or are you usually always worried about what's going to happen in the future? I think for me, the things that consume my mind the most are to-dos. And I think that would be the case for most people. What we need to do. Trying to mentally keep up with all the things we need to do. Yeah, that's very often one. And we try to sink into the moment, but then we're getting pulled into things that that need our attention. Okay. But let's talk about, I'm going to talk about three key things that I notice are, and I've touched on them already, but key patterns that are pulling us out of the present moment. And I want you to start to become more aware of these in yourself. So the first one is resistance. Resisting the present moment, actually not wanting to experience the present moment. And we can go into patterns of resistance in a lot of different ways, but resistance is kind of like a closing off. It's a shutting down. It's an avoiding. It's a pulling back. It's not wanting to feel or experience or go into something. And it usually has an element of judgment that plays out too. A judgment of, I don't like this. This doesn't feel good. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. I don't want to experience this. And usually when we are in resistance to, or in judgment of, something that is happening in this present moment, we will try to avoid. And we will avoid by going up into the mind. So very often, if you've got something going on where that you don't want to feel or face or experience, or you've just got some form of discomfort in this present moment arising in your body, you may go up into the mind to avoid it. And that is a mental pattern of resistance and escaping the moment. And this is the thing, and I think this is why many of us avoid being present, is because we actually really don't like what we're seeing or experiencing a lot of the time. And so maybe we're actually up in our mind thinking about, how can I change this? How can I get rid of this? How can I fix this? How can I make this better? You know, I actually see this is what procrastination is, honestly. So say in the present moment, something is presenting, like a bill you need to pay, an email you have to write, a phone call you have to make, a report you need to write. And that's what the present moment contains. It is saying, here is the task. And you go into a state of discomfort around that. Could be because it's uncomfortable. It's going to make me, face my fears or have a difficult conversation or look at my bank account and I really don't want to do that. And you experience a feeling of discomfort because of something the present moment is giving you. And that's where a lot of us go into procrastination. We then go up into the mind and we think, oh, I don't want to do this. It's too hard. I'll do this another time. Let me go distract myself with something else. It's a state of avoiding what the present moment is asking of you and what the present moment is calling you into because you're feeling discomfort around it. And I would encourage you, if any of you, you know, want to look more at this, this work, and I'll talk about this as we're moving through, but the work of Eckhart Tolle is so profound and powerful for changing your relationship to the present moment and changing your experience of what your mind is doing to pull you out of the present moment. I highly recommend, I mean, I've read A New Earth is my favorite of his, but The Power of Now is also fantastic. His books can be hard to get into, but his teachings are some of the best I know of presence. But I found this quote of his that I thought was really nice, which he said, "Life will give you whatever experience is most helpful for the evolution of your consciousness. And how do you know this is the experience you need? Because this is the experience you're having in this moment." And so it's about trusting that whatever the present moment contains is right and is okay. And I want you to start to notice where you are labeling and judging whatever the present moment is bringing you as negative or bad or wrong. And I want you to see what would be different if you could actually open up to what the present moment is bringing you. If you could accept it and allow it and be present to it and be with it and embrace it, even if it made you uncomfortable. And stop making it wrong and start making it right. Because as Eckhart said, you're having this experience because this is the experience you're meant to be having. Whatever experience you're having right now is the experience you're meant to be having. And the mind will want to pull you out of that, but the body will say, let's feel it. Let's go into it. Let's be with it. So imagine if you could come deeper into the present moment rather than trying to escape, even if you felt uncomfortable, and if you could more deeply open up to life and love and embrace and accept and allow whatever is unfolding without making it wrong. Because making something wrong allows you to justify closing off to it and pulling away from it. So allow it, let it be. If it's happening right now, let it be as it is. Accept it. Refrain from judging it as a negative thing, as giving it a label of as good or bad, and just accept that it's here. Love it and appreciate it. Find something to appreciate about this experience. Bring a sense of unconditional love to what this experience has for you. And then look into the present moment for what you want to see and experience. What do you want to gain from this experience? What can you see as something positive here for you? Maybe even bring an intention to what you want to then experience as a result of what the present moment contains. This is where you're back in your power, and this is where you choose your response. This is where you choose your response. So I think I gave this example last time when I recorded this course, but a silly example. I was once living with this flatmate who would always cook with like garlic late at night as I was going to bed, and it was so strong and my whole bedroom would stink and I would get so angry. So I'd be lying in bed trying to relax, and my present moment experience was that there was this really strong garlic smell seeping into my bedroom. In that moment, I couldn't change what the present moment contained. It was a fact. She was cooking, there was food smells all through my bedroom, and that was how it was. This might sound like a silly example, but just bear with me. And so I would notice the present moment experience would be there, and I would be in complete rage and anger. I would be judging what the experience was. She shouldn't be doing this. This is wrong. This is so inconsiderate. This is so rude. I hate this. I hate how this smells. Rah, right? So the present moment had an experience for me, and I was fighting with it and judging it and making it wrong and wanting it to go away, and I didn't want to be there. And I remember one day thinking to myself, you know what, Connie? You can't change this right now, so how about you just accept it? What if you were to stop fighting with it? Because what was causing my struggle was not what she was doing, it was my response to it. It was the whole war I was creating within myself in response to what the present moment contained. Can you see that? It's never the thing. It's never the thing. It's not that, you know, there's something in front of you that you don't want to do that is causing your discomfort or that is causing you to struggle and suffer. It is everything going on inside you around it. And that's what you're in charge of. And so with this experience, I decided just to accept it and allow it. And I stopped making her wrong. And I thought, you know what? She's just cooking food. She lives in this house. She's allowed to cook food. And so what? It's a bit of garlic. Who really cares? Not a big deal. I'm just going to allow this to be here. And when I did that, oh my gosh, like I can feel it already. My shoulders just dropped. And I was like, why are you wasting this present moment in a complete state of anger and being at war with something that you actually can't change right now? How about you just accept it and enjoy it? Or just burn a candle, burn over the smell, no big deal. And we have the ability to do that in every moment. So I want you to start to become more aware in yourself of when life brings you something and you start fighting with it and creating struggle and judging it and avoiding it and resisting it, and instead seeing if you can open up, allow it, accept it, appreciate it, lean into it, and choose how you want to handle it now in a positive and intentional way. All right, do I get you to do an exercise around that in the workbook? No, I go reflect on that. Now in the workbook, I go straight into talking about the future, because this is the other key thing. Worries about the future. Big thing that takes us out of the present moment. This is kind of where the way I feel, the place I feel this comes from, is that we feel out of control when we don't know how the future is going to unfold and if it's going to be okay. And so the mind tries to find a sense of control through planning, overthinking, analyzing, figuring it all out. And if we can figure it all out and plan it all out in our mind and predict it and control it in our mind, we're like, okay, everything's going to be all right. I can relax. Doesn't mean your mind's plan is actually going to unfold, but it gives us a false sense of feeling like, yeah, I'm in control of this. I know what's going to happen and I've got a plan. We're going to be good. So that's often what the mind does. If you're actually afraid or feeling uncertain or worried or feeling unsafe, the mind will go into a state of mental control and planning to help you feel safe in that unknown situation. And so I want you to reflect, and I get you to do this in the workbook. What aspects of your future does your mind typically get lost in or worry about the most? Most of you might be able to answer this question quite easily. It will probably be quite at the front of your mind, the things that you worry about. And here's what I want you to ask yourself. Is there any action step that I have been avoiding that I could take? And this is the first step, because what I've noticed sometimes is there's things we're worried about, and there's steps that we could be taking to actually help with that situation, but we're not taking them. And so that's the first step, is to actually ask, is there in this moment anything I can actually do about this? Like, what's within my control here? And are there any steps that I actually really need to show up for around this, that if I did show up for them, it would really help? and there may legitimately be some things. And you may need to look at, is there anything I'm avoiding here? Is there anything that I've been procrastinating doing that's actually now building up all this energy? And if I just took that step, I would feel much calmer. But the second piece around worry about the future to look at is what's outside of your control. Because you'll have a mixture. You'll have some things within your control. You'll know there are some steps you can take. But then there may be a lot of it that you can't control and that's not up to you and that you're going to have to wait to see how it plays out. So then I want you to write down what parts of this situation are outside your control. And where do you need to let go, practice surrender and trust? Because if you come into this present moment and you've taken every single step you could take around that situation, there's nothing left for you to do in this moment. So why are you still thinking about it? And I know that's not always easy to work through in your mind, but legitimately, if you have taken every step you've taken, your only job now is to surrender and let go. And that's where your practice is about being able to let go and come into a deeper sense of trust and go and put your focus on something else. Some self-care or do something for yourself that will allow yourself to feel good in all this uncertainty going on. So if you're worried about something in the future, map out those two areas. What is within my control? Are there any steps I need to take? Have I shown up for everything I can possibly do here? If I have, what do I need to let go of and release? And practice trust and surrender around that it's all going to come together how it's meant to, because right now it's out of my hands. And if in this present moment there's nothing for me to do, I need to get back to enjoying my present moment, because it is a waste of my energy to think about this future thing. Unless I'm, you know, intentionally giving some positive, constructive visualization to the outcome I want. But if I'm just worrying, it's a waste of my energy. The other thing is the past. This is the other piece. Another Eckhart quote here. He says, "The past exists only in your mind. Therefore, the only power it has in the present moment is the power that you give it." The past is complete. The past does not exist right now unless you bring it back in through your mind and give it power over you. But it actually doesn't hold any power. It is done and complete. So what I ask you to do in the workbook is to think about what is still consuming space in your mind from the past, because we're talking about space now, right? What is consuming your space, your mental space, your emotional space? What is taking up all of this space within you? What is still looping in your mind from the past? What feels unresolved around this for you? What emotions are still getting triggered? Because if emotions are still getting triggered, something is not resolved here. If it's still looping in your mind, something is not resolved. And the most likely the reason it keeps returning or the reason that emotion keeps getting triggered is because you haven't done the work to resolve it. And it keeps coming up asking you to heal it and resolve it so you can put it to bed. Is there anyone that you need to forgive? Or what is it that you need to let go of here? This is what I ask you in the workbook. I really want you to think about what's unresolved. Do you need to forgive yourself? Do you need to forgive someone else? What do you need to let go of here? Is it a story that you're telling yourself? Is it the judgment you have against yourself? And what lesson or learning do you still need to integrate from this experience? And this is where you get honest. What was the purpose of this experience? What did I need to learn here? And how have I not fully got that learning yet? What do I need to do to really integrate that so that I can release the past and thank it for teaching me what it taught me? But I don't need to keep replaying that because I've got my lesson and my learning. And now I can move forward with that new awareness. So pay attention to what comes up from the past. It's probably coming up because there's something around it that's unresolved for you, an emotional wound that hasn't been properly healed or a lesson or learning that hasn't been properly integrated. So you can use this week's work just to start to notice where your mind goes when it pulls you out of the moment and what is consuming all of your inner space, because we're going to talk about inner space. And I'm mindful of the time, so this class is going to run closer to the 60 minute mark, but I'm on my final little component here for you around space. So this is the final part of it. Inner space comes from presence, comes from being fully here, And as I said, comes from being fully integrated, mind, heart, body, soul, all here in the moment, rather than parts of us being off in different places, right? And so that feeling of spaciousness, this is what I mean when I talk about inner space, is we want that feeling of spaciousness. And I want you to feel the difference between having a calm, spacious inner world, which you may feel, I don't know, after you meditate, after you swim in the ocean, after you go for a run, you know, after you've spent beautiful time with a loved one, you know, when you're lying in Shavasana after yoga, you know, that really calm, spacious feeling where there isn't a huge amount going on inside your mind or body. You feel spacious, you feel light, you feel like your mind's moving more slowly. And this feeling of inner space is the key to feeling a sense of peace and calm. But the opposite of that is when all of our inner space, our whole inner world, is consumed with emotional reactions and stress and anxiety and thoughts and worries and past and future and avoidance and discomfort, and like there's a whole lot going on inside of us, and it's very difficult for us to feel calm and at ease and relaxed. And it's very difficult for us to work with the mind and change our thoughts because there's just way too much going on in there. So we need to clear out some of the stuff. And that's why looking at, you know, what's still unresolved from the past or future can be helpful. And also why bringing all aspects of you into the present can also be really helpful. And then holding space. And this is what I want to talk about, holding inner space. We're going to talk about this a lot more when we get into how to work through emotional reactions, but I just want to drop it in here. Imagine something happens that triggers an emotional reaction in you, and you become fully consumed by it. It takes you over. The way that I'd like to think of this is if you have a red apple, and you are holding that red apple right in front of your eyes to the extent that that is all you can see. All you can see is that red apple because it's right in front of your face. And you would think that's all there is. It's so big, it's huge, it's like, oh my God, it's like the world is ending because all I can see is this apple. This is like a really big deal, right? And you're fully feeling it, and that's all you can experience in that moment. Versus if you were to take that apple, so imagine the apple is your emotion, like this reaction that you're having, and you would have maybe put it on the other side of the room. And you were to look at it from a distance. And you were to notice there's all this space around it. And suddenly you can look at it and you'd be like, oh, that's a red apple. Or, oh, look, he just pushed on my wound. Oh, look, I just got really angry about that. Oh, look, I'm feeling envious. Oh, look, there's sadness inside of me. Versus I'm sad, I don't know what to do with this sadness is overtaking me. Because, you know, the red apple's in your face, it's all you can see, and you're identified with it. I am this is me, this is what's going on. Versus when it's over there and there's space around it, you're like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, sadness got triggered in me. I wonder what that is about. I wonder why that got triggered. I am not the sadness. The sadness is not me, but that sadness arose in me. And so this ability to create space in ourselves is so powerful for being able to support ourselves to handle what life is bringing us and what's arising inside of us. And I'm just dropping this in now, but I'm going to talk about this in future classes as a practice. And I ask you to do this. When you get triggered emotionally, when something is going on, or if your whole inner world is just full, what I want you to do is bring yourself into the present through the exercise that we've done, and maybe close your eyes and just become witness to what's going on inside of you. Hold space for yourself. Hold space for whatever reaction is present in you. Hold space for whatever thoughts are in your mind. And when I hold space, just become really aware. And almost imagine like the red apple, like you're putting it on the other side of the room and you're looking at it. And suddenly there's all this space. You're the observer. You're not it, you're the observer of it. And you're looking at it, you're like, okay, right now there's thoughts in my mind that are really worried about the future. Right now there's this emotion in my body that feels like hurt because this person who I care about said that to me. And if you can become really present and be the observer of what's arising within you, you will find such a deeper level of inner spaciousness. You'll have that same feeling of taking the apple from being right in front of you to taking it, to putting it on the other side of the room. And you'll feel the relief around it. You're not going to master this overnight. I'm just dropping it in as a practice now for you. And like I said, we'll talk about it more. But next time this happens to you, next time something gets triggered, I want you to practice being really present to it. Come into the present moment, really notice it. Okay, this is what's happened. But just breathe into it and observe it. And almost notice that you can take this emotion and put it on the other side of the room and just look at it. And just maybe take a couple of minutes just to breathe into what's happened, acknowledge what's happened, rather than it just overtaking you, okay? That's that practice there. And so it's like we're creating an inner spaciousness around everything that's going on inside of us versus our whole space being crowded and consumed. And when you do that, you will naturally start to feel calmer. And you will just feel like there's just more space in your mind and in your life in general. So presence helps us create space, and thinking consumes space. So when you have a reaction or response, rather than just overthinking it, practice being just present to it and observing it. If that's too complex at this stage for you, you can leave that practice. We'll come back to it later, but I just want to drop it in. And the final piece here is about external space. Because the reason I'm talking about space in a class on presence is that it's very difficult for us to be present if there's so much consuming space in our lives. If our calendars are full, if our minds are full, it's really difficult to just be here and now. So we want to talk about space and presence at the same time. And this final thing that I get you to look at is, what's consuming space in your life that you would like to say no to? Even if you can think of one place where you could say no so that you could free up some more time for you and what's important to you, and one place where you could let go of something and stop giving so much time and energy to it so that you could create more space for you and what's important to you. I've been thinking about this with business, just looking at the places I can start to delegate more and let go of some tasks so that I can give time and energy to what's truly important to me. Yeah. And looking at places where I can say no in the business so I can say yes to the things that are really important to me. They are two very simple ways to make more space in your calendar for you. Just notice how much you're saying yes to. We talked about last week about tuning in before you make decisions. So this is the next step, to see if there is a place that you can just say no, let go, pull your energy out of something to create more of a feeling of spaciousness for you and help you live more in the present and with more joy in the present as well, because your present moment is full of things you enjoy rather than full of things you resent. All right, my loves, final thing is our practices for this week. I'm being mindful that I'm coming close to an hour in this class. Use presence as your mantra this week. Last week we used slow or slow down. You can use be here now, just be here, come back here, be in the present. Use your five senses. As we touched on, powerful tool for coming into the present. Use your body. Use touch, use movement. Remember, your body's always present. So when you really come into your body, you're going to more deeply be able to come into the present. Settle your gaze. So focus using that that practice of putting your gaze on one point. If you're ever at work and you're feeling scattered, either go somewhere or just do it at your desk. Hold your gaze on one point for five deep breaths. Hold it on one point. Take five deep breaths. When your eyes start to settle, your mind will calm, because your eyes dart when your mind is darting. Have you ever noticed that? And we're on computers now. Eyes are darting from 10 different things. If you can settle your gaze on one point and take five deep breaths, it will really start to calm down your mind. If you're on your lunch break, eat your lunch and practice. Just sit and hold your gaze on one thing. Stare at one tree for 5 minutes and just take in that tree. You can practice presence anywhere. Use candle gazing, which is sitting and holding your gaze on a candle flame. That's another beautiful presence practice. You just sit and stare at the candle flame and then close your eyes and actually see if you can hold the image of the flame on your with your eyes closed. You'll see it. It's a yogic practice. Catch when your mind pulls you out into the future and what it pulls you out to. Practice being present with even the simplest of activities. Every time you're doing something, cooking dinner, commuting to work, washing the dishes, having a shower, putting your makeup on, folding your laundry, eating your lunch, all of those are opportunities to practice presence. Maybe choose one thing a day where you're going to practice immersing yourself in it and becoming fully present to what you are doing, that one single thing. And look for opportunities to create space. Seeing if when you have an emotional reaction, if rather than thinking about it, you can sit, breathe into it, and almost just hold space for yourself to experience whatever's there. Maybe take 5 deep breaths into it. And see if there's a place as well that you can let go and say no this week to make more space in your calendar. That is a lot. That is a lot of practices. I don't expect you to take them all on this week. Maybe pick a couple that you want to focus on this week and then leave the rest and come back to them later. So my loves, that has been a really powerful class. These principles are really powerful. So you may want to watch this numerous times. You may want to come back to this at another time if it feels like too much in one go. That's totally fine. But I hope you have gained value from this. I hope this has supported you. And I will see you in our next class. I absolutely can't wait to talk to you again. Bye.